You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
They're very vicious. They attacked us when we came out of Mitzrayim. There was the happy and joyous time of, you know, after 210 years. So now the Chazal, our sages, Zichronam Livracha, they explain that the act of this nation was just like if you imagine a bathtub that is boiling. So his intention was that he jumped in it, and then other people, they said, oh, now, see, the bathtub is cold, so we can jump in it too. So now the question that you have, it's a question, yeah? Don't have any questions? No? Let's say somebody jumps in a very, very boiling bathtub. So when he comes out, how does he look?
Red.
What do you mean red?
Burned out.
Yeah, so now what does this mean? It says when he jumped, I mean, his action is compared to such a scenario. So everybody says he's boiling, he's reddish. So what do you mean? So now everybody's going to jump because it's now they feel it's cold? It doesn't make sense. Makes sense. But that's what the Chachamim they explain. Because his intention was that wipe out everything, erase everything, delete all the wrinkles that took place. So what is that supposed to mean?
By creating doubt, he was going to destroy everything.
No, he jumped in the, I mean, his action. Anyway, when he attacked us, could he do anything?
No.
We defeated him. So what's the big deal? Okay, so now everybody sees, fine, he attacked us. So we defeated them, and nobody's going to come close to us. You understand? So this story about some jumping in the bathtub and all of that, and you see him, you know, he's burning, he's boiling, he's reddish. So everybody knows. So now here, the psychology behind this matter, that we see, that's what exactly they like to teach us. So now if you see somebody is jumping, is diving, even though that is coming out red, which one would affect you? The jumping matter or the reddish condition? Jumping?
The reddish?
Yeah. It's not true at all. You don't care if he's red or yellow or green. He jumped, you jump. Isn't that something? Even though you see him, it's just boiling water. So when he jumped, you go after the jumping. And that's how it is. It's unbelievable. And that's what Asher Qarecha V'Aderech means. He made you cold. You have no spirit, you're just doing things as a habit, you're not smiling, nothing. So it's nothing. It's like a car without an engine. So what do you do with a car without an engine? What do?
You push it.
You push it. You make a storage out of it. You put all the boxes in there and put it in, that's it. It's not a car. What is this? And that's what exactly happened. No spirit, no simcha. Now excitement. You know what it is? To stand in front of Shalom and say, Hashem Safadai Tiftah. You say, Baruch Atah Hashem Tinu Ha'alam, Baruch Uri Ayet. To be able to say the name of Hashem, at least you have to prepare yourself an hour to say, Baruch Uri Ayet on an apple. You know what that is? Habits. And that's what exactly we need to work on. That.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.